Abu Talib, the primordial Muslim. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Hello everybody, and condolences to all on a sad occasion. It is the day when Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, became an orphan anew in his middle age, with the death of his dearest uncle and guardian, Abu Talib, peace be upon him. Stay with us for a feature on the passing away of the father of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. The Lord of mankind who has no partner. The liberal giver, the initiator, the resurrector. Whoever is under the sky and above it are rightfully his servants. These verses in eloquent Arabic were composed and recited by the primordial Muslim of the monotheist Bani Hashim clan, long before the universal message of Islam was formally entrusted by God Almighty to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. If this poem is evidence of the poet's unshakable faith in the indivisible unity of the one and only Creator, as bequeathed to him through his ancestors from Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, the iconoclast, the following piece of poetry is firm testimony to his unflinching belief in the mission of the last and greatest of God's messengers. Don't they know that our son is not a liar in our view? He is a protector of the orphans, a supporter of the widows, a luminary by whose face the rain is besieged from the cloud. Don't they know that indeed Prophet Muhammad is the trustworthy prophet whose name is written in the previous books. The identity of this paragon of paradise ought to be clear to all of us, especially since today is the seventh of the blessed month of Ramadan, on which, according to a narration, he left the mortal world, plunging not just his children, but his nephew in profound grief. To the extent that the year in which he died is known till this day in the annals of Islamic history as Aam al-Huzn, or the Year of Grief. At his death, if the pagans of Mecca rejoiced on seeing an insurmountable obstacle removed from their path of persecution of the Holy Prophet, his nephew burst into tears, recalled his childhood and youthful years with his kind uncle and guardian of his message and mission as well, embraced his youngest cousin to weep bitterly together, and instructed him to arrange the funeral bath, shroud and burial beside the grave of Abdul Muttalib and the Hashemite elders in the Jannat al-Mu'alla cemetery, desecrated and destroyed by Wahhabi heretics in 1926. No wonder years later, in the city of Medina, the Prophet remarked to his prominent companion, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, as recorded by both Shia and Sunni experts of Hadith. During my Mi'raj, or ascension to the highest point in the heavens and back to earth in the fraction of a night, I saw four lights. Allah said, "This is your grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. This is your uncle, Abu Talib. This is your father, Abdullah. And this is your mother, Amene." Named Umran and Abdul Manaf, and known as Sheikh al-Batha, or senior leader of Mecca, Abu Talib was over 80 years when he bade adieu to the mortal world. Within a year of the passing away of Umm al-Mu'mineen, or the mother of all true believers, Hazrat Khadija, peace be upon her, the Prophet's loyal wife of 25 long years, whose nuptials he had solemnized as the blessed union of two monotheists. His dialogue on his deathbed with the disbelievers is worth noting. "Abu Talib, you are about to die, so end the enmity between your nephew and us. Tell him to stop hurting us. We will stop hurting him. Tell him to leave us with our religion. We will leave him with his religion." Abu Talib looked at Abu Jahl, Abu Sufyan, and others and said, "If you hear Muhammad's words and obey his orders, you will prosper. So obey him and achieve prosperity here and in afterlife." Then Abu Talib closed his eyes to die peacefully. The Prophet kissed his forehead and said in a choked voice, "Uncle, may Allah have mercy upon you. You nurtured me when I was small, looked after me when I became an orphan, and supported me when I became a grown-up. May Allah reward you manifold." Despite these undeniable facts regarding his firm faith in Islam, why do some so-called Muslims raise doubts about Abu Talib being a Muslim? The answers are obvious and betray the frustration of the pagan Arabs in murdering the Prophet of Islam. Whenever they plotted against him, the son of Abu Talib sprang to defeat their murderous plots, from the crucial night of migration, or Hijra, to the battles imposed in and around Medina by the Arab-Israelite alliance. Unable to undermine the faith and valour of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, whose right of political leadership the neo-Muslims, who were actually former pagans, usurped after the passing away of the Holy Prophet, they launched a smear campaign against his father. This prompted the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, to defend Abu Talib on the basis of authentic hadith from the Prophet, as is evident by the following narrations. Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, said, "If the faith of the Abu Talib is put in a scale of a balance, and the faith of the peoples is put in the other scale, the faith of Abu Talib will outweigh." Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, in reply to a letter from Aban bin Mahmud, whether Abu Talib was a Muslim, said, "If you do not believe that Abu Talib was a believer, your destination will be in the fire." Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him, narrating God's command to the holy prophet, said, "I have supported you with two types of followers, those who support you secretly and those who support you openly. The best your secret supporters is Abu Talib, while the best of your open supporters is his son Ali." We salute him with the following phrases. "Peace be upon you, O the leader of Mecca and the son of its chief. Peace be upon you, O the inheritor of the holy Kaaba after its foundation. Peace be upon you, O the guardian of the Prophet of Allah. Peace be upon you, O the protector of the religion decreed by Allah. Peace be upon you, O the uncle of Mustafa. Peace be upon you, O the father of Murtaza. Peace be upon you, O the ancestor of the leaders of guidance. Felicitations to you, for your son, Imam Ali, is the distributor of paradise and hell, the bounty of Allah for the righteous, and his wrath for wrongdoers."